What up? It's your boy Paul Anthony here with the word of the day. Yes, the word of the day. And so we're going to be in the book of John chapter 16. Keep in mind that Jesus has just talked about the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead you, guide you, and work with you, man. And he makes you righteous. He makes you right with God because we have epically messed up. Now he's talking to his disciples and he says, I'm about to leave you. Okay, I'm about to go to my Father, but you will be sad, but then you'll be full of great joy because I'm going to be with you. And it's going to be A-okay. And then finally, he begins to talk to him in more of a literal sense because he's been speaking to his disciples and people in figurative speech. And now he's just speaking to him plain as day. I'm going, but it's okay because the Holy Spirit's coming. But check this out. It says this in verse 33. It says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. I've said these things that you may have peace. You may have peace in knowing that I'm going to leave, but it's okay because guess what? The Holy Spirit's going to come. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to give you rest in the midst of tribulation. Tribulation is distress. You might have distress. We have distress in this world. We have school shootings. We have terrorism. We have racism. There is distress in this world. But you may have distress in your own heart. There may be anxiety being built up. There may be depression in your own heart. There may be controversy within your own family unit. But take heart, the Bible says. Be of good courage. Be courageous, the Bible says. Why? Because I have overcome. I have victory over the world. It means the world system. The world system. I have overcome. I have victory over the world system. So don't worry. Because I have overcome the world, the Bible says. So when we look at the back of the book, I get super geeked. Why? Because he's going to rule and reign over this world where there will be peace and rest, and he will wipe away every tear from your eye. But until that day happens, he says this, I will give you peace now because of my Holy Spirit. I will give you rest now because of my Holy Spirit. And the fact that Jesus has overcome the world, you can now have peace in the midst of your own distress and trouble. Why? Because it's only going to get better from here. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, we have an amazing victory because of Jesus. But take heart, because worry and distress will come. But it's okay, because Jesus has overcome the world. And that's the word of the day. Hey, thanks for joining us today for the Word of the Day podcast. Hey, not only does rating and reviewing help, but if you share this on your social media, you can catch us on social media at Word of the Day Pod. That's Instagram, that's Facebook. You can check us out on a YouTube channel as well. You can use that hashtag Word of the Day Pod. That'd be greatly appreciated. And also, if you have any prayer requests at all, man, we'd love to pray for you and hear from you. You can contact us at wordofthedaypod@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Peace.